Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ted, you know COVID was 4 years ago at this point?
That's okay. That's fucked up. What a fucked
up
way.
That shouldn't be. That
shouldn't
be.
No, it also shouldn't be the first thing you say in the first podcast of 2024. That's like you're beckoning something, a new disease back into the year.
Well, no, I'm just saying how long it's been.
I feel like we teleported through time. Like, I feel like the 2020 to what? 2020. Pretty much it was like 2020 happened and then it was like, okay, we're in 2022 now.
Yeah. And now we're in 2024.
Yeah.
And I'm done keeping score.
And a little bit of rhyming.
And a little bit of rhyming. A little bit of dining.
A little bit of griming.
A little bit of man on man 69ing.
Sick. Ooh.
Ted, you know what a lot of people want to do when they get to the new year, when that new year rolls around? Thank you for the snaps. I appreciate
that. You're welcome,
because
it's poetry.
Is this like a college slam poetry session?
That's exactly what I was implying with that. Yeah, no, we're doing an open mic now. Keep going, man.
A lot of people say, when the year rolls around, the new year rolls around, they say, I want to stop drinking.
Dry January.
Yeah.
Are you doing dry January?
That's what they say. Yes. Yes, I am. And you know what?
No way. Are you actually?
It is going poorly.
Audio listeners, love you to death. First of the year. Shall I take a good old swig of a bottle that's possibly water if he's not?
Nuh-uh. Oh, that's the nectar of the gods,
what is
brother.
That?
That's some Benedictine.
I thought it was Hennessy at first.
That's not Henny. This is better than Henny.
What is that? Is that a whiskey
it
or
is
something?
Literally the nectar of the gods.
Oh my god.
It's brewed by a bunch of monks in the Alps.
Oh.
And that's all you need to know.
Have you ever seen the videos of the monks who were getting kicked in the balls?
What?
Yeah. No, you ever seen the monk ball kicking?
Why would God make them do that?
Well, where do you think the nectar comes from, Schlan?
Are you telling me?
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich. Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of the new year of Chuckle Sandwich. We're back. We weren't stopping. We took a little bit of a break, but we're back. And Schlatt's
running. We're sprinting into the new year.
We're sprinting into the new year. We're getting new splits.
How? Answer me this, Ted. How many homeless people are you going to lure to their deaths in 2024?
Depends on what your definition of luring is, but I mean, if we're going the classic Schlatt function where you lure them to death with a can of baked beans? Probably plenty. Probably plenty. Do you remember when you said that?
Yes. And you know who said that first?
Who?
Mr. Sark.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No,
you
no, really? Well, you're no, been making yeah, it was Sark your episode of Inbox. Dude, I heard it 20 times in my ear every time I'd be working in the freezer. I could just repeat half of that show by heart. And you know what? Let me tell you something, Ted.
You didn't even admit that one was like that. I've spent the last like 2 years since that video's been out thinking that was just off the cuff Schlatt.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's hilarious. No. Damn. What would you say the percentage of things that you have said that are Sark things have come out of your mouth?
What really put me at ease was when he said, it's just like, you know, you're referencing a favorite movie or something, you know, because that's kind of what it is to me. Like, I'm not a movie guy.
It is a good point. And also, you essentially got his blessing for the rest of time to just you're probably going into the backlogs. Like, you got to pay someone to get some transcripts and just start piecing through and highlighting new things you can grab.
Well, dude, if depending on how far you go back, you probably can't say most of it these days.
Yeah, yeah, I will say. I mean, I think that, you know, maybe there were even stuff that he said on the pod that we didn't even include. So,
he's
of a different time. He's of a different time, but we love him. We love him. And it's also some of the things, they were funny. I mean, they were funny. I mean, come on.
Unequivocally funny. I'm actually drunk already.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
It's crazy because this is 40%. It's like the same level of alcohol as whiskey.
Yeah. I feel like you're the kind of person that would succumb so quickly to a CIA interrogation because...
Why?
Because the truth serum that they give you... have you ever heard of this?
The truth serum?
No. Look up some truth serum. See if it's real. But I'm pretty sure it's a thing and you do it on people and then it's the effects are similar to getting drunk. What do we got here?
Really?
It's a colloquial name for any range of psychoactive drugs used in an effort to obtain information from subjects who are unable to and willing to profit otherwise. Yeah, okay. So maybe not totally reliable, it seems like it might be implying. But I feel like they don't even need to, put a syringe in you. Like, they hand you a bottle of... What is whatever this
Benedictine.
Is the nectar of the gods, some of that monk serum, as we like to call it, monk juice, a little bit of cheeky little monk juice, and you're gonna be giving all the country secrets away. Ooh, a little there bit of is. That, yeah.
Boom, a little bit of bite.
What would you say is drinking your greatest vice? Would you say?
Oh, surely, yeah. Surely. I don't think a day passed where I didn't drink.
Not even
last year.
Here's a question I have for you, actually. Speaking of going into the new year and stuff, because I know one of your other vices, and it's Wagyu. Have you talk very frequently about this olive Wagyu that you have in your fridge? A question that Tucker and I actually have questioned between each other is, one, is that the same Wagyu that you reference every time? Is it the same cut? And have you ever actually put it on the grill and made it? Because I feel like you keep referencing it, and it sounds like you're talking about the same piece of Wagyu every time.
Well, let me tell you something, Ted. There is a olive A5 ribeye.
Oh, we
that
know.
I keep,
we know.
That I keep. Well, you asked for the cut. I'm telling you, that's what the cut is. It stays in my freezer. And it's like my carrot on a stick. You know, Minecraft, you sit on a pig with the saddle and you dangle the little carrot in front of it.
Oh,
just
I'm familiar.
Goes forward.
Yeah.
Just like walks forward. Like that's my carrot.
Who's the pig though? Who are you leading? You're leading yourself. So the notion of having an 8-ounce olive Wagyu ribeye in your fridge is the... Didn't you say 8 ounce?
Way more than eight. No.
Why'd you lie?
I said. Oh. I said A5. That's the marbling rating.
Oh, well, how many
Japan.
Ounces is it? How many ounces?
I don't know. It's a big fucking ribeye. I don't know.
Could be, okay, could be 24 or something like that.
Well, I didn't weigh it.
But the Wagyu is the foundation of all of your motivation right now. Like, that's what gets you through life.
Because I'll say, if I do really good work today, I'll get the cast iron out. And I'll heat it up. And
or at the very least, get to
heat.
Look at it.
Or just look at it. Sometimes I'll just open up the freezer and go.
I like to imagine that it's just that in there. You open up the freezer and it's just sitting in the middle there. And it's just laying there. And it's like there's an angelic glow, like when they open up a treasure chest in a pirate movie something like that.
Dude, it's like the new fish, the new jellyfishing rod in SpongeBob, where he just looks over it like.
Yeah,
it's great.
Dude, exactly.
That's how I motivate myself. You know,
well, that's good.
If I didn't have that, I'd probably completely succumb to the drinking problem.
Yeah, just end it all, right?
But I didn't even think about a dry January. or anything like that.
You didn't, it didn't even cross your mind. Like, it wasn't even, well, the fact you're scoffing at the fact that other people are even trying to do it. I'll tell you one thing. I recently promoted on my story. I don't know if you saw this, but
I saw it.
Miller Lite did a sort of a gimmick dry January product.
Yep.
And I guess they're doing a second drop, but by the time this episode comes out, it'll probably be sold out again. But it's these Miller Lite beer mints. And I remember when they hit me up about it, I was like, that is the funniest thing that I've ever heard. And
beer
I am in.
Flavored mints.
Yeah. And it's like, they're not bad. Like they're actually good when you have them. They're like kind of, it's weird, like, how to explain the flavor, because it's not like you're just, it's not like a wet beer flavor necessarily. It's right. like, right. it's kind of like there's a little bit of hoppiness, and it's like, there's a bit of a cinnamony flavor to it. And it's also the mint flavor.
Yeah.
But it's,
when you say it's good, do you mean it tastes like beer in that it's good, or that it actually tastes good?
Like, I can see where they're coming from, where it having the notion of like a beer flavor to it, but like I don't think that they would have gotten away with making it taste like straight up like barley, you know? So but I wouldn't have brought this up to talk about if I didn't actually like it, because, you know, like because it's a brand thing that I was doing, but like you know, it's actually good. I have like a tin. I got a couple tins at my place too. And
I remember what preceded this when I opened up your story.
Yeah.
You had sent a snap to your close friends.
Yeah.
Saying, guys, just want to let you know, I'm about to do an ad for beer.
Yeah. So for context, I have a close friend story on my Instagram that is, I recently started using my close friend story as kind of like what my Instagram story used to be before I had like 600,000 followers on Instagram. Mm. So I've started like using that as like, so I have all the people that I personally know on my close friends. So for the people, because my Instagram account, it used to be just like my Instagram account when I was in high school and college and stuff. So I posted a story and I was like, guys, listen. Because I haven't done an Instagram ad since like fucking, I don't know, 2019 or something like that. So I was like, guys, I'm doing an ad. Just so you know,
okay.
don't be alarmed. I'm not kidnapped or something. So I'm glad that you saw that. And you're like, because it was like, you know, because it's like if you got people from your hometowns and stuff that are watching your Instagram stories, I don't want them to be like, what the fuck is this? What's this guy doing?
I imagine the whiplash of someone who you went to high school with, who hasn't really kept up with you at all.
And to just randomly seeing me doing
just
Miller Lite.
Opening you up and you seeing the fucking beer mints and going, is that Teddy Niv? Like, what the fuck is he doing a beer ad for?
That's funny that you called me Teddy Niv too, because when I was in high school, or no, not even high school, when I was in elementary school, I used to go by Teddy when I was younger. Yeah.
Teddy.
I never went by Theo though, but I'm trying to bring that, I'm trying to add that to my repertoire. Sometimes I introduce myself to people as Theo.
No, you don't. You don't do that.
Excuse me? Tucker's shaking his head too. Like, there's a problem here.
No,
what do you mean? What's wrong with Theo? Okay, maybe I'll start introducing myself as Theodore to people.
No.
That's my
even
name.
Worse.
That's my legal.
Even worse.
That's my God-given name.
Don't care.
Even worse.
I'm making a resolution for you, okay? This is an intervention now. This episode of the podcast just became an intervention, okay?
Okay. Well,
we're going to resolve to not ever introduce ourselves as Theo or Theodore.
Wait, hold on. Back up. Pretend you guys just walked in the room. I'll be like, what are you guys all doing here? It's everyone. Tucker, Schlatt, what are you guys doing here?
Ted, there's a lot of talk.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of talk.
What's going on?
Friends, your family.
It's hard. It's
and
hard
also,
for us
can
to
I just say,
this?
Tucker? Can I just say, I actually prefer to go by Theo now, Tucker. So maybe if you could call me back.
All right. Yeah, let me stop you right there.
It's funny Ted? You say that, Ted.
Ted?
This isn't an easy thing that, for us to be
that's
talking
part
about.
Of the problem.
What do you mean? You don't like me? It kind of rolls off the tongue well, doesn't
we're
it?
We're going to be honest with you, buddy. It's hard. It really is. But we do this because we love you, okay?
you know, I thought if you guys loved me, you'd maybe support my fucking ideas. And I thought that maybe it's part of my, it's my, it's one of my names.
Stop,
it's an option.
Stop Theodore. Talking. Stop talking. Oh, stop. Stop it.
You're offending people.
You're done with Theo.
Your mother called me. Lisa calls me up.
Lisa called
you? She says you have to talk to him. You have to.
She said, my Teddy. My Teddy. He thinks he's named something else. He thinks he's a Theo, a Theodore. When I think of the name Theo Ted, I think of Theo Joe, the YouTuber who used to make fake technology tutorials on YouTube.
I don't want that.
Downloading more RAM.
Well, I don't want
it's just not who I see when I think of Ted. When I think of Teddy, you know.
Fine, I'll go to therapy.
Fine. Maybe that, honestly,
I'll go to therapy.
That might benefit you a little bit. That might benefit you. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I will say one thing, actually. This year, I've been, because I've tried therapy in the past. And we're at it. We're at the intervention now. But I've tried therapy in the past, but I've been trying to do it a little bit more this year. And I have a very interesting story about my first experience with a therapist, because I did it, and I got matched with this therapist, and I was like not. This was like a week ago. And I was like not feeling very good. I was stressing over stuff. I was not feeling emotionally at my peak.
Can I add just a snippet for that?
What?
I knew Ted was upset because we were in Florida and Ted texts me. He's like, hey, man, I miss you. And I was like, what? Like, is Ted
I think when I texted you that, it just was just because I missed you. And we usually talk every day. So like we hadn't spoken in like 4 days, which was like, it's weird.
It felt like a lifetime.
We have a different
time
zone in between. Cause I can go like 2-3 weeks without talking to a lot of my friends. But like if Tucker and I go like more than like 3 days, it's like what the fuck? Where is he? Is he dead? I get in this call with this therapist guy, and you know, I don't fully know how to talk about the intro with a therapist. I don't know how you initially get to know each other. But it basically,
you do a cold open.
Yeah, yeah.
You say hi. Yeah. I'm Theo. Theodore.
But basically, you know, the call starts and it's through the internet. So it's just like on a voice call or a video call. And it's like things already start off bad because the guy, it's like shitty webcam and his face is in the lower third of the frame. And I'm like, okay,
oh my God.
Okay. I already know from the get go, we're going to have a little bit less to relate about than I probably thought of beforehand. And he's like an older guy and he doesn't seem like he knows what's going on. He's like, hey, how's it going, Ted? And I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I'm on this same setup right here. I'm in this same room, microphone, camera, and all that. Mm. And he's like, oh, so what do you, you got quite the nice like setup there, you know? I'm like, no, this is like my work setup. This is my office. And then he's like, he starts getting like a little shifty and weird. And he's like, so what are you looking for from this? And I'm like, I, you know, like therapy. I guess. I'm not feeling really good. Like, I'm just looking for therapy and I want to talk about my feelings or whatever. And then he's like, ask me some follow-up questions and a little back and forth. But I sense something's weird until the guy says to me, listen, I don't want you playing any games with me.
What?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, what? And I'm like, what? And I'm a little bit confused because I'm like, this guy just seems like he doesn't think that I'm serious about, or like that I didn't like prepare beforehand or something like that. I was really confused.
Do you think you were going to make a video?
So hold on. I'm like asking him back and forth. And then he's like, he's basically like, I don't want to deal with any of this. I think that you're going to have to find this somewhere else. So so you have a good day. And I'm like asking him for clarification. I'm like, well, what did I, is it how I answered that I want therapy? Like, I'm sorry that I don't really know how to talk about it. And he's like, he refuses to elaborate. He's like, nope, have a good day. Boop. Call ends. I sit there, black mirror. I'm just looking at myself in the black mirror of my fucking computer screen. And I'm feeling shitty at the time. So I'm like,
oh, fuck.
What the fuck? What a terrible way to start. It was like 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
That's actually really lame.
So I think, and Tucker, you were onto it at that point. I think the guy was like technology phobic or something. Because he was like weirded out by the fact that I had like a nice camera and a nice microphone. So I think he thought it was like a setup. And I was like, I was getting clocked for having too nice of a setup, because this guy probably didn't know that anything beyond his fucking FaceTime with his head peeking out from the lower end of the fucking thing frame worked. It was the weirdest thing ever. I got like matched with like a new therapist, and he's been good so far. But that guy, it was like weird. It was probably the weirdest therapy, like just general healthcare kind of thing that I've ever had.
That's got to be the worst first impression to therapy ever.
Yeah. Well, I've done like, a little bit of therapy in the past. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't like my like very first like impression of it. But like, if I was someone who was trying to get into therapy and I came in there, I would have been like, oh, so this is all a fucking scam.
I'm paying how much for this?
Yeah, I'm paying how much for this? And the guy's just like decides that he doesn't want. He was like, nope, I'm fine. Bye. I'm like, dude, I'm struggling right now. I scheduled this with you. Oh,
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you
no,
can
it was,
talk, dude, man. Like, you can talk to me whenever. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a hard pass. I'm gonna give that a hard pass because you know what you're gonna say.
What?
In a genuine way, I know that you. But I'll tell you what Schlatt would say. Schlatt's gonna be like, nah, man, drink. Gotta grab that bottle, man. You gotta find the closest liquor store.
You know, you feeling nervous? There's a quick way to stop that. There's a really quick way. I mean, like one sip or two in, and then all of a sudden.
Every time I'm feeling sad, I like to go to what I call Schlattland. I get there with my magic wand, holds up a bottle of fucking cognac.
My secret elixir. My secret elixir.
Yeah, like you're a wizard.
I'm going to be honest with you. The most useful thing my therapist a couple of years ago ever did for me was tell me a quote by Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, so he gets to get called Theodore, huh? He gets to rock with that? Well, you don't think I can speak softly and carry a big stick? You don't think I can do that?
When you're a fucking president, people can call you whatever they want.
My middle name is Kennedy?
It is?
Yes.
That's just because your dad's got a hell of an ego.
No. No. You think my dad was like, got out of the womb, was like, I think I'm going to have my middle name be Kennedy. Like, it's not like he gave it to himself.
Yeah, I do that.
You're talking about my grandpa right now.
He carried
his
middle name over to you?
Yeah. If I said my first and last name, I would be Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe think twice about my presidential, you know, maybe on the 2036 ballot, you might be seeing someone real familiar. That's and he's going to have some crazy policies, including leading old people away with baked beans. That's going to be my solution to the homeless problem. I'm going to say, we got to get some Heinz in there. we gotta get some smoked, some of the nice stuff, some of that, not the signature select bullshit, like no, not even Heinz. No. Actually, we gotta get that kind of shit that looks like it was made in a fucking back corner smoky room in a in a fucking.
Just by unnamed, two monks. By two monks in the mountains.
Two monks in the mountains of Texas. Yeah.
Two monks in the mountains. Only they know the recipe, too. And they worship God while they're doing it.
Yeah.
I got to say, Ted Kennedy, extremely strong name.
Right?
Powerful. I mean, dude, if you were...
If I didn't have a last name that nobody knows how to pronounce, you know, I'd be rocking pretty well.
Oh, dude, that's Ted Kennedy. Yeah. Fuck, that rolls off the tongue, dude. Can you imagine? Tucker is like having a moment here. Fucking Ted Kennedy.
But you're not.
I'm not. You're right. Oh, what was the quote, though, before we move on?
Oh, the man in the arena. It's a very long quote that he gave during a speech. It's basically to the extent of, why do you care what other people say and think when they're not the ones who can do what you do? They're not the ones who toil greatly and see great failure and great success. You know,
I like that. And that's a word that we don't use very often anymore that I think we got to bring back. Toiling. You knew exactly what I was talking about, too. You didn't. Like, that was a long sentence, and you knew exactly what part of the sentence I was talking about, Schlatt.
Yeah.
Toil.
How about this? Where is the full quote? Ah, here we go. Love this thing. And think about like a Theodore saying it with like funny circular glasses and a big stick. You know?
Uh-huh. Dude, that's me. You're talking about me now. I've got funny circular glasses. You're talking about me right now.
Ted, it is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better.
Okay.
The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. Ooh. Whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who, what?
You said who comes short, so I said premature ejaculation.
But continue. Who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls
never.
Who neither know victory nor defeat.
Cold and timid souls. That's a hard line right there. That's bars.
And you know what? I think of that and I just see, oh. Well, that's Twitter. Well, that's the YouTube comment section. Well, that's anybody who throws those fucking stones. So
you know what I got to do? I got to get on Cameo, and I got to get 1 year for Tucker's birthday. I got him a cameo from Jeff Steinzer. I think he's the voice of the from Halo, like Overkill.
Oh,
like he's that voice. And I had him say some like lines from our friend group. I got to get him to read that off and make my alarm in the morning and be like, that'd be crazy. I'd be waking up and get a little, get some fucking Halo music under it too. That'd go hard.
That quote goes so unbelievably hard. It's crazy.
That's a good quote.
I came back from that therapy session and I printed it out and I stuck it right above my monitor and it stayed there until I upgraded to a carved wooden plaque of it.
Dude, that's fucking nice. I like that.
Wait, what was that quote? I'm just looking up for myself.
Just search up the man in the arena.
Tucker, just to have. I'm gonna visit Tucker next time. It's like, gonna be like different like, plaques. It's gonna be he's gonna look at his bathroom. It's gonna be like marble on the floor with it etched in like a
this quote, I just really felt it. Like,
dude, can I say something?
If you do
Cameo, can you please do it as Ted Kennedy?
Like impersonating Ted Kennedy or just display name?
I don't even know who Ted Kennedy, I don't know. Was that a real person?
Yeah, no, it was like a politician, like the brother of John F. Kennedy, I think. Yeah, no, the whole Kennedy family is like, whole Kennedy family is a bunch of politicians. It was actually a Kennedy running for governor in Massachusetts semi-recently.
Robert, I think.
There's one running for president right now.
Yeah, I think it's Robert Kennedy.
Robert,
I don't RFK. Think that one. I don't know if that one's related. Is he related to the Kennedys? I'm thinking of a different Kennedy. I think look up Kennedy election Massachusetts. Huh. And it should be a different guy.
I'm just saying, man, I hear Ted Kennedy, and that's just one of the strongest, like, stalwart names I've ever heard, you know? Like, that's a name you see on Snapchat, on the Discover section, and you're like, fuck, that's a really strong name, you know?
Are you related to the Kennedys?
No, I'm going to go on Snapchat, Ted.
Okay.
I'm on my Snapchat, Jay Schlett, which is blowing up over the past couple days.
Blowing up.
I'm going to scroll to my Discover section, and I'm going to read out. I'm going to just scroll through all the people who are promoted on this app and read out some of the names I see. And you will agree with me. Wow, they are something.
Are you trying to get me on Snapchat?
I'm just saying, if you joined as Ted Kennedy, you would be among the ranks of. And I'm just scrolling right now. Gavin Magnus.
That's
Jenny Sinatra.
Man, he looks crazy.
Joe Schulk.
You don't think that Ted Nevison has enough oomph to it? I gotta have like Ted a Skyrim last
Kennedy,
name, like Magnus.
Ted Kennedy, dude. Nick Hooks.
H-O-O-X.
Are you kidding me? That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. Bryce Boose.
That's a little silly. Come on.
B-U-S-E.
That sounds something like inappropriate. Like
Bryce Boose.
Like Bryce Boose?
Bryce Boose.
Oh, he's a cutie. Boose. He's a cutie.
How about this?
He's got that TikTok look to him.
Carter Kench. Some of these names, it's just like, fuck. Like, it just rolls off the tongue.
It sounds like something that happens to your asshole or something when something goes wrong. Like, oh, I got a Kench right now. I got a nasty Kench right now.
I'm just saying, it just feels like
photo.
Some of these people
He looks like
were
he's having a Kench in
it.
That photo.
Just feels like some of these people right were now. Born for it, you know? Like, you'll see a name, you're like, what's a girl doing being named Regan?
Regan,
you know? And
or
you're just
Reagan?
Like, Reagan, whatever. That's got to be an influencer right there.
Yeah,
they wouldn't name a girl. They wouldn't name anyone Reagan unless they were growing her in a test tube,
throwing her in a test tube, trying to grow some extra arms on her or something.
Reagan, did you post your stories today? Yes. Good.
Oh, they're growing
now
her to be
to
an
eat.
Influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reagan is like, that's a rich kid name though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely.
What are other rich kid names? Because there's like ones that are like, okay, that's old money. Like I don't know, fucking Bartholomew or something like that. But, you know, there's like the
James.
New age. What?
James?
No, that's a working man's name. What are you talking about? James?
James.
James. James. You're saying is a rich kid name. That's like one of the most common names in the world. And you're saying that all those people are fucking rolling in it?
Yeah.
Something like Henry feels rich to me because there's been so many kings.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't say yes to that and then say no to Tucker St. James, though, based on the king
that's
line.
True. But there's so many shitty Jameses, you know? Like you, listening to this right now. Fucking dweeb.
We're watching you, James. We're watching you. James, how dare you come to this place?
James,
this is a working man's podcast.
Listen to this with your fucking AirPods in. Fuck you.
AirPod Maxes. He's wearing AirPod Maxes right now.
Maxes, of course.
Wow. What a fucking loser.
Dude, I know Reagan's posting about her AirPod Max gym workout.
Yeah.
Because she wears fucking $1,000 heaviest fuck headphones at the gym.
Walking around in your
Lululemon. Even though they're totally not comfortable and not waterproof.
Yeah,
idiot.
Not waterproof, and you're also not productive sets either. With those weights,
not even doing
and
super
you're not even
sets.
Putting the weights back because you're like, oh, someone will do it for me. No,
not even.
You're supposed to put
back.
The weight. You re-rack your weights, Reagan. Reagan.
I'll tell you who'd put the weights back. Gavin Magnus.
Magnus.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
Gavin Magnus. That can't be his real name.
He sounds kind of like. He looks like Timmy Turner from the Fairly Odd Parents if he got dropped in, and you know, I'm sure he's a nice kid, but he looks like Timmy Turner if he got dropped in like that shit that the Joker fell in the comics. He's
definitely not a nice kid.
Tucker, I'm just in case he's listening, Tucker. You're don't so say sure. That about you're Gavin so Magnus. Sure he's a piece of shit. Tucker's like 100. He couldn't even keep that in. He had to be like, no, this guy's an asshole.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm convinced. No.
Yeah. Sorry, Gavin.
Gavin looks like he has a song, you know.
Gavin's a rich name.
Is it? Gavin, yeah. I feel like is some southern bullshit.
Well, I thought it was more like English.
Gavin, like Mick McGraw.
That's a singer. That's a singer, Gavin McGraw.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Look up Gavin McGraw, Tucker.
That's fucking crazy.
I think it's because you know the artist is why it came out of your mouth. Yeah, maybe. Gavin.
There he is.
DeGraw, I guess. Gavin. I think DeGraw. You said
British.
Yeah. Just because he has a boiler cap on doesn't mean he's like fucking, or that's not a boiler cap or a fuck, whatever, a newsies cap or whatever. Oh, geez.
Ted, I'm saying you were blessed with the opportunity of one of the strongest names ever.
But it would be fake. It wouldn't be real. It wouldn't be real.
It's not because it's a birth document.
I'm not like one. Yeah, but then I'm skipping out on the last name. I will say that if I throw on the junior on there, it makes everything. Because I'm a junior, too. You know that.
Ted Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Wow, that's a president.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Fuck. Okay. But why can't
Ted Kennedy Jr.? Get the fuck out of here.
Why can't Theodore Kennedy Nivison Jr. work as a presidential name? What this seems like you kind of have it out for my last name specifically.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Like, I am either really lucky that I made it big calling myself Schlatt. Because that's gaming. Just the ugliest fucking name of all time. All right?
Yeah, but then it's so memeable, though. You know? I'll tell you one thing. I've been calling you Schlag since, like, 2018. Yep. And,
that's true. We didn't know each other then.
Since 2019.
Had no idea who you were then.
Since 2019.
That's fair.
No, we've known each other since 2018. Late 2018. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm,
no.
Yes.
No, definitely not.
Are you sure? I get, yes. You know what? Yeah, you're right. Sorry. You're right. 2019. Okay. I yield.
Yeah.
I yield.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah. But back on the podcast now. I mean, geez. Dude, back look at the us. Podcast. Jeez.
Look at us. Look God. At us. Ted, what's your resolution?
I was going to ask you the same question. That's crazy. We're synced up right now.
We're on a fucking podcast right now. We're two white dudes on a podcast.
Two white dudes
on
a podcast.
Fucking producer's another white dude.
He's also a white dude. Yeah. He's the whitest of all, too.
That's right, baby.
Can't help it.
He's a cute little cherub, though. I'll tell you what my resolution is. I've actually got them all. I'll tell you one thing. I've got them all written on the wall, and they're just, I think, okay, in a very real way.
Whiteboard.
My one of my big ones is to invest more in my friendships.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say invest in the S&P.
Tucker.
100.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought he was going to say.
That would have been a good one.
Well, I actually do recently started having investments. Okay. I got a financial advisor, nice, which is nice. Good. But like, talk like my online friends, I feel like I'm pretty well connected to, like, you know, like, and Tucker, you're you know, I talk to you all the time, but my people in person, like, I feel like I never get out of my apartment, or at least last year I felt like I didn't. So this year I'm trying to get out more and do more things and, like,
yeah,
get up to more activities, because I'll, like, shut myself away for like a week and there's so much to do in the city that I live in that I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for enrichment. True. I'm looking to enrich my life a little bit more. Maybe travel a little bit. Travel just for fun.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, maybe go to Spain. Meet some hot Spanish chicks. Go to Ibiza.
Nah, dude. They all have lists.
Do some Molly. I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do Molly this year. What do you think of that?
Dirty up there. Don't do Molly.
Why not?
Molly.
Why can't I? It's 2024.
Go to the liquor store. Get a bottle of Benedictine and shut up.
Drop some Molly in the Benedictine.
Now it's the nectar
of the gods, because you will be feeling like you're in heaven.
Okay, That went hard.
Wait, okay, so okay. Thank you. It's interesting that you're drawing the line at Molly, though.
I don't fuck with drugs, okay?
Alcohol
is
a drug.
There's only one drug Jesus touched and created in the Bible, in the Gospels, and that was water to wine, a.k.a. alcohol, a.k.a. Benedictine, in my throat.
Benedictine, glug, 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 I'm getting closer to Jesus. Glug, glug,
it's time. Yeah. And you know what? That's why I stick to that. And it's totally not because weed is still illegal in Texas for whatever reason. You could grow the fuck out of that over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's legal in New York City now, I've noticed. I was in New York City recently, and I was walking, but not the state of New York, I don't think.
Oh, just it's in, hella it legal is. In New York State.
Wait, I'm totally lying.
Yeah, it's very
went
legal,
to a dispensary with Tucker in New York. But I was a little bit confused because I was like walking through New York City and I was seeing the dispensaries and I was like, did this happen? When did this happen? But then also, I don't know. I'm confused on what's been legalized. Time.
Yeah, weed is legal, but there's still going to be people who are scammed by those fucking weed trucks that sell you like CBD oil with nothing in it.
See?
You
know? Wait, weed trucks? What are these?
Oh, yeah. The weed
like
trucks.
An ice cream
in New
truck
York City,
for weed?
Yeah. They'll have a big like marijuana leaf on it. And they'll just drive around New York City and be like, yo, we're selling weed. And then everyone's like, fuck yeah, dude.
It's got to be a tourist trap
like
thing.
Some shitty little oil. Yeah. Yeah.
It's for all the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all the Texans visiting New York City where they're like, I'm going to get some weed
while
I'm in town.
Wow. Weed's legal here?
Yeah. And they do the oil. They're like, dude, I think I'm overdosing right now, dude. I think I'm way too high.
I got the spins, dude. Fuck,
that's funny, dude. What's your resolution though,
Sean? What's your resolution? So I have two for you.
Okay.
The first one, take it at face value or don't take it at face value. I'd like to improve my relationship with the God.
Okay.
The God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And second,
the Almighty,
the Holy Spirit, Jesus. And the second one, which I do want you to take at face value. I'd like to only start something new if it's more so out of enjoyment and fulfillment rather than just growth and money, because I got plenty of that.
That's a pretty good one. I think that's a good one for you, because you have a tendency to like starting projects. You love starting projects, dude.
I enjoy planning a vacation out in like a Google spreadsheet just as much as I do actually being there. And
wow.
Doing it,
that is insane how different that is than like the way my brain works. Because like I am just not an itinerary guy. Tucker can attest to this when we go on our road trips. It's just drive and figure out where we're staying 2 hours before we figure it out. Sometimes sleeping in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm a big planner. I love thinking about stuff and starting new things. The idea of something new kind of gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point, I've learned so many lessons from starting shit.
Right.
Like last year, there was the Ditch Slat Win podcast that went for 7 episodes with a 8th encore 2 months later.
Right. I never came on either. It would have been funny if I came on. I honestly, it would have just been a separate episode of Chuckle Sandwich that existed on a different podcast.
I know. But I mean, I thought I was into that for a while, but then I realized, I guess, I don't know, maybe I was just hyped about it, but not actually. I don't know. I was hyped. I was.
Well, wasn't it? It was, I think that what, you know, and you can take, you can, I think maybe you need an assistant.
Like a hot babe?
Could be a babe. Could be a Jessica Rabbit if
like
you
a,
want.
Like a big titted.
I suppose it
fat assed.
Maybe goth. It could do. You know. Could
be
maybe
goth.
Maybe a goth mommy assistant.
Yeah, and I wake up and she slaps me and she says to me, "Here's what you're doing today." And I say, "Yes, thank you." Yeah,
you wake up in handcuffs and she's like, "Yeah, you want me to unlock these?" Promise me you'll do your work. No, but in a real way though, I think that could be because you like to start your projects, but maybe like the there's an overwhelming aspect of all of them, you know. So maybe it's valuable to I don't know have someone. That's what I'm doing this year because a lot of people I know have assistants that help.
Oh, you're gonna get
I think
get a
so.
Big-titted,
I don't really.
Fat ass goth.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Come on. Like, but
live
I
in
think
too. Live in.
Perhaps. But I don't know. I've talked to some people in our space who have assistants that help them with the administrative stuff and just getting like the, because a lot of what we do is like, if you want to scale it, it's like it can be a lot of like stuff to keep track of at once. So I think it might actually be valuable for me, but we'll see. If I've never had an assistant before or anything, I've mostly done everything myself. So it's like, you know, with the exception of like with Chuckle, it's like we brought Tucker on that helped us with the load of Chuckle, you know. But I don't know. Something to consider, man. Something to consider.
There's definitely moments where, I think this whole YouTube career has been a balancing act of like what you need to micromanage and what you can offload to others and accept help for.
Yeah.
And it's still some of figuring out. Jambo, it's not food time.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if like, if I had done like an office job for a little, like gone into the workload for maybe if I don't know, if YouTube hit in the mid-20s or something, maybe I'd have more of this shit figured out. Because like people like you know, like Jarvis Johnson, he is, you know, he worked at Patreon for several years. Right, right. And he's like, you know, he's got it all figured out. It feels like he's very organized and like, I don't know. But that's
Jarvis is probably thinking, man, I need one too.
He does have one. That's who I've been talking to about it. He's got an assistant that helps him with doing his video output and stuff. But well,
that might be helpful then.
Yeah, but that's a good resolution. I think that would be a cool thing for you to focus on.
Yeah, man. I just want to be a little more intentional with the projects and make sure that they're something I can, you know, wholeheartedly commit to.
Yeah, because it's so easy. It's so easy also, and I'm a victim of this too, to like go to your audience and be like, big things on the way, guys. Big things coming up.
Yeah.
We got a big project we're working on, and then just like not fall. I have like a video where I'm like, I have this video that my I'm back video from like several years ago, and I was like, I'm going to start posting more. And I was like, posted it as the motivation because I was like, I said I'm going to do this, now I have to. And I was like, I was telling myself I was going to be posting every 2 weeks on my main YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
How's that worked out for me? Last video I posted was after a 5-month break, so it's been going real well.
5 months is crazy.
I don't think I'll ever go like a break like that again. I've got that big one that I'm finishing up that should be at the beginning of the beginning of the month. So
very good.
Yeah. You hear about that guy?
Hmm?
You hear about that guy that fell into the Bass Pro Shop? Bass Pro Shop tank?
No. What happened?
So there's a guy that got butt ass naked and started swimming in the
Oh, is this him?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. And he was an Alabama man. Look at him, he's just swimming. He's just hanging out.
Oh,
Dave! Wait! What the fuck?
Now he's arrested,
dude. At first, if there's any way Tucker can go back, at first there was that image of him with his hands behind his back. I thought it was both his arms and both his legs up in the air, like he was getting
like hogtied.
Yeah, like he was getting hogtied, like he was a fucking turkey, He looked like one, dude. Yeah, the dude got fucking naked and started swimming in the fucking Bass Pro Shop little thing.
I can't blame them. People have been trying to figure out how they built those fucking things for tens of thousands of years.
The Bass Pro Shops? The
pyramids.
Oh. You think that'd be crazy if all Bass Pro Shops were just like there the whole time and then like one company bought them out and they were like, we're going to do something with this. Why don't we start selling equipment here? Apparently a lot of people fucking do that shit. I feel
apparently
bad.
The Sphinx used to be a dog head. And all the weathering and erosion. Holy shit!
What's he doing?
Fucking kidding me?
What's he fucking doing?
Jesus Christ, Jambo!
Dude, Jambo's fucking throwing a fit right now.
He just fucking... swatted all my tubs of gamer subs off the dresser.
That's a cry for attention. You got to get him under control. He's looking for something.
That's a sign.
Yeah, no, he's acting out right now.
Dude. The Sphinx used to be a dog head. And all the years of... Why are you laughing, Tucker?
Because you're just right back into the...
It used to be a dog head. And the sand and the wind and the erosion, it weathered it down until the Egyptians, who discovered it, who did not build it, who discovered the Sphinx there.
Why are you saying this all like it's a fact?
They put one of the pharaohs' face on it.
Dude, that's Sphinx a crazy photo.
Wait, that giant first photo dog is, head.
Why a beagle of all dogs did they choose? Like, that wasn't that, around.
That right there, that used to be the Sphinx. That's why the Sphinx's face is so small compared to its body, because it used to be a dog.
Is this true?
Yes. And when the Egyptians found it there, they carved their own pharaoh into the fucking thing. They didn't build that.
Well, maybe they
Things
did build
there
it, but
for
just...
thousands, for millions of years.
Well, the Egyptians maybe. Were around for a long... Okay, that's crazy. You got to put that away, Tucker.
They did not... Jambo agrees with me. Jambo's the one who sold me on this. He said, hey...
He doesn't speak English.
It used to be...
That cat doesn't speak English.
Yes, he does. No, sometimes, in the middle of the night, I'll wake up after I take 5 Benadryls to put myself to sleep. And he's going to be over my head.
And he's like, you need to feed me more.
He stares at me with his big, big eyes, and he's got a human mouth.
Oh, that's scary. It's like a fucking 2006 internet video.
Tucker's getting into this. Tucker's putting on his focus face.
Tucker's crawling through the fucking conspiracy website. Alternative. Okay, this is r/alternative history. Are you sure that this is true, Schlatt? I don't know if this is true.
Yes. Dude, I'll tell you one thing. I'll like a video on TikTok about how the Sphinx used to be a dog, and then I get so much bullshit conspiracy, you know, bullshit. Like, I don't even know how to say it. It's just like
from fucking globalist you agree Buzz with Aldrin one, fucking
with
nonsense.
The one true Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
But I saw him at an airport recently. Did you know that?
Really? Yeah. He lives in LA, I think.
I was at Charlotte Airport, I believe, in North Carolina.
Oh.
Sometimes I don't fly direct.
That's okay. did you think I was going to chew you out about that? Did you think I was
going to come clean?
Yeah, you said, sometimes I don't fly. Oh, what the fuck, man? What are you doing?
I got into the terminal. I wanted some Chick-fil-A. And I start walking, and I see a guy who kind of looks like Buzz Aldrin, and he's walking with some younger lady.
What does Buzz Aldrin even look like now?
He's looks like a kind of like Joe Biden, but a little different face.
So like 85, let me see.
Yeah.
That doesn't look anything like.
That's what he. So, I'm looking at this guy, and I think to myself, is that Buzz Aldrin?
I says to
and
myself.
I look and I start looking down, and my eyes shift down, and he's got a little fleece collared, you know, the fleece collared pullover thing.
Yeah,
he's wearing that, and it says fucking NASA on it,
dude.
And I go, oh, that is Buzz Aldrin.
Damn.
And I don't say shit to him because he punches people.
He does. Have you seen that video,
Tucker? He punches
Tucker?
People.
Yeah. You want me to pull that up?
You can pull that up for our video watchers.
You know, the Sphinx used to be a dog, and he punches me in the face. That's what would have happened.
That would have, yeah. I mean, like, he has any authority to even talk about that? Yeah, no, this guy is, like, trying to talk. He's, like, telling him to put his hand on the Bible. Also, can we just talk about this dude that's harassing Buzz Aldrin? Buzz Aldrin is dressed in the nines in this video. And this other guy's got like the fucking jean and then dress jacket combo going on. He's just asking to get punched. He's wearing a t-shirt under a fucking dress coat. It's ridiculous. But yeah, no, he does punch people. He does punch people.
And if I told him what I was thinking in that very moment, I would have gotten punched.
So you think that he has that reaction to any conspiracy? Like,
well, no, I was. Like
you go up to him and say that the frogs are turning gay, and he starts wailing on you.
I was going to ask him about the soundstage, but
Okay. Well, yeah, the soundstage. That is crazy, though. You saw a man that there's not a very, you know, in terms of the whole population of the world, very, very few people are still alive who have walked on the moon. That's kind of crazy.
He's 93 or something.
I was surprised he was still walking around, to be honest. He still had a nice posture to him.
Really? Yeah, because some people who are 93, they ain't looking so hot. They start to turn it literally looks like they're shriveling, like their spine starts to compress, they start to hunch over and stuff.
And those people, they did everything right. They did everything the doctors told them to do, and they still wound up like that. And it's the old fucks who say, I smoke a pack a day, I drink a Dr. Pepper every night.
That's my favorite
thing. Who make it
thing.
To the end. And it's not fair. And it's not fair. One man deludes an entire nation about going to the fucking moon, and he's the one who gets to live, huh?
Okay, well.
He's the one who gets to live all those years in good health, unlike my grandma who was murdered by Andrew Cuomo.
A lot of your listeners love you to death. Slant's looking a little bit mad.
Governor Andrew Cuomo killed my grandmother.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you know, it was a multifaceted event.
It's fucked up that they renamed the Tappan Zee after his father, who did fucking nothing. Yes, they did.
Really?
You know what they called it? The Mario Cuomo Bridge.
Jeez.
They named it after Mario? As if anyone calls it that. As if anyone calls it that.
Man. I remember when we were driving to visit relatives in Jersey, we'd always be like, we're going over the Tappan Zee Bridge. Yeah. It was always like a big deal. Like, oh, we're going over going over the bridge was like, I was like, here's the Tappan Zee. And I'm like, am I supposed to?
Oh, look, there's the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge, everybody. As if.
The GMC bridge?
Terrible.
What is this? A car bridge? What is this? What are we getting? What are we getting? Fucking supplements?
Really bad. Really, really bad.
Jeez. I will say, it's a little bit real. You're out.
All gone.
Oh, we got to wrap this up then.
I think it's a little ridiculous when you see, like, I don't know if it's like, sometimes it's like People magazine, like at least when I was growing up, they always talk about like someone who's like fucking 90 and it's like a celebrity or something. And they're like, they're looking good or whatever. And they're like, what's your secret? And it's like a glass of wine a day and I eat only chicken pesto. And it's like, no, that's not like, it's just like a totally just like circumstantial thing that they did over their life. And it's like, you just happened to not die. Like,
you just got luck. That survivor
shit was
bias.
Going against you, you know? Yeah.
You know? Taylor Swift, how'd you do it? I just followed my dreams.
Yeah, I just played country music for like most of my life. It's like no. It's crazy how big fucking Taylor Swift has gotten. Like, it kind of came out of nowhere.
And
I love
her fan base.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they're good.
We're big fans. We're big fans of all the albums.
They're almost as bad as the Barbs now. Not that the Barbs are bad.
Bad? What are you talking about?
Bad is a relative term. Bad in terms of intensity is what I'm talking about.
As like badass, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, like bad and like sick. Like the Barbs are like super fucking cool. And like they should definitely not comment on this episode.
It would boost engagement if they did, though.
They're never going to find it either. We're at the end of the episode. They're not going to know.
It's the end. We're in the deep end.
We're in the deep end right now. Yeah.
Fine, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, we probably should. I mean, for those of you listening, we got a good year ahead. We got a good year ahead for Chuckle. And we've got many plans, deep, conspicuous plans too. But if you are a Chuckler and maybe you've got some cool, hip ideas of stuff you want us to do, maybe new things, any suggestions that you have for us are welcome. Most of the time, your guys' suggestions are shit. I will mention that. And they usually go unnoticed. So I really want you to think about it when you send it in, because you guys, you know, I've said this before, and you guys seem to miss out when I say this, but a joke response is not helpful, and we hate you for that.
Yeah, we do.
Well, Chucklers, we're excited to keep you here for 2024. We're coming on 3 years of Chuckle Sandwich.
It's a long time. Long time.
So, I don't know. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Remember, in the arena.
You are in
the arena.
Mm.
And you know what? All those cold, timid souls judging you.
Ooh.
Who the fuck do they think they are?
Who do they think they are?
Wasted. The Sphinx used to be a dog, and I'm going to keep researching that. And every episode, I'll have another update.
The Sphinx used to be a dog.
It did. Okay.
And Buzz Aldrin's punching people on the soundstage, and the little green men helped him do it.
The Sphinx totally makes sense that they found that. And they carved its head into being a pharaoh because that does not make any sense why the head would be that much smaller.
Are you sure it's not just an aesthetic thing?
To a society who was so into numbers. So into numbers.
Mm, they do like numbers. Were they into numbers that much?
Yes.
The Egyptians?
Yes.
I thought that was in...
How the fuck do you build those things?
I thought it was in Saudi Arabia that they invented.
You love numbers if you're building that shit. You love them.
That feels
you're not
going to
make an anatomically inaccurate man, dog, beast. No, it was a dog.
This is just surprising coming as someone as a cat guy. Like, we knew that the Egyptians liked the cats, though.
We knew they liked cats. But it's not a cat. It's obviously not a cat.
You think that was like a big statue of Anubis? You think it's Anubis?
Yes. It could. Listen, all I'm saying is that doesn't add up to me.
Fine, but I'm pissed.
And I'm going to do more research on it. In every episode, I'm requesting we have a segment called The Sphinx.
The Sphinx?
And I'll Schlatt's.
What's the
Schlatt's weekly Sphinx update?
Okay.
And you know what? Then I'll dish some more knowledge.
Can we also maybe bring in different topics than just the Sphinx? Or like how much is there to unveil about the Sphinx?
I'm asking just for a small weekly segment.
Okay.
Towards the back end of the show. It can even be towards the back end of the show.
I'll give you, okay.
Schlatt's how about this? Weekly Sphinx update.
Okay. I'll give you a deal here. We'll try it out. We'll do a pilot episode of the Sphinx section of the episode. Next episode. We're going to see how it works out. Okay. And then we'll see what the reception is to the Sphinx section of the podcast.
Good. Dude, people are going to love this.
Okay. I'm excited. I hope they do. I really hope they do.
It's not going to be all those bullshit conspiracy theories. It's going to be
hard facts.
Hard facts. Hard cock.
You going to come with sources?
I'm going to come.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.